The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Yes, I am. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And just appreciate the time you spent with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the polls. A lot you can do up there. Got a great show for you tonight. Although I think I have a great show for you every night. Well, every evening, depends on how you want to look at it. And we've got Keira Davis on, which she'll be on in the second hour. She is, I just love her. I've been following her for a long time. I so much appreciate her viewpoint on things. She is an American who happens to be black and always, we're not always on the same page. And that's the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be able to speak to each other. But she is a conservative, and again, not all conservatives are on the same page. How to come? Why do you think we have so many fights about what a real conservative is? And even among conservatives, you know, there's some that aren't fiscally conservative enough. Really, we do. We shoot our own. What they say, we eat our own young. It's just crazy. So anyway, she'll be on with me in the second hour. The third hour, we've got Eric Golub, a comedian. An author, conservative comedian author. He was out in Iowa. He went to every one of the, I won't say the events, but he went to every one of the caucuses and some of the events that the candidates had. And I'm curious to hear what that was like. Now, my latest piece, you can head up to the website, therealside.com, where we have some great writers up there. You want to check out the writers. And you know, you want to challenge them. Challenge me. Challenge them. I don't really care. I got to this point where I'm starting to feel that as Americans, we accept more and more and more. We're willing to accept lying, cheating, and stealing as a political way of life. We want to cut slack. And again, I realize as a Christian, I'm supposed to have mercy on people and that kind of stuff. But listen, let's get down to the realities and the brass tacks here. Right? There are some things that from a political standpoint especially, are unpardonable. Look, if you're cheating on your wife, okay, if you're having sex with multiple women and you're in the White House and you're the president, you're somebody we're supposed to rely on, really? Doesn't that speak to your integrity? Doesn't that speak to your commitment? Man, if you're going to cheat on your wife, right, the mother of your children, what are you going to do to the rest of us? And lately I've been speaking to with a lot of my not-so-political friends, you know, on the other side of the aisle. They weren't very political for the longest time. And again, if you want to get more detail on this, you can head up to my website. It's my latest piece called Lying, Cheating, and Stealing an American Way of Life. So these people usually are pretty sensible. When we talk about issues, you know, we're close on issues.
They have a little bit different approach on how to get to it, where we should be with it.
But we're close on a lot of issues.
I don't know of any conservative Republicans who do not want to
help an American that's having a time in their life, right? We've all hit them one way or another, or the majority of us have. So to help you through a rough patch in your life, I'm good with that. And a lot of my Republican friends are also good with it. We do not want you to move in, right? Just because I let you use my couch at residency, you don't live there. And that's what's happened with welfare and other social programs. People have moved in. They've become very comfortable, and nobody wants to throw them out because, oh, my God, they'll have to sleep in the street. Yeah, that won't last long, believe me. Right? And the government, maybe if you cared as much about your people, your citizens, as you care about refugees and illegals, maybe you'd open up some of those closed military bases, right, to put the homeless up in. You can't force people to work. You can't force them to do anything for this money. So, again, these Dem friends of mine have usually been very, very, very sensible and easy to deal with when it comes to this. But this is a different race. This is a different time for, apparently. Over the last few months, several of them have expressed that they think Hillary may be the best suited for presidency. And the reason, the only reason they can give me, and they duck and dodge the other issues, that she understands politics and she's been at it longer than anybody else. That's a reason. And we wonder why our kids look at politicians, right, with a lemon face. But what's even more disturbing is the ones I considered politically sensible say that Hillary's issues don't really bother them. Because, you know, all politicians lie. All politicians cheat. All politicians have issues that we don't know about. And if that wasn't bad enough, some of them I spoke to were even, you know, wait for it. Think about this. Some of the people I spoke to about this were politicians themselves. Let that sink in.
You know, in doing that, yeah, apparently the Massachusetts State Police grew from there, and you know, it became a state police unit like any other across the country. But when you think about what this came out of, what drove this? Now, they call it, you know, this is the part that really aggravates me. You got to go 15 pages deep to find out all the nasties about May Day. The left has done such a good job in pumping this up, in making the day look like it's for everybody. It's just to celebrate the worker, right? Which is so not true. Now, when you go to the first couple of, and I'm just throwing this out there because I want you to understand, when you go Google something, it's something the left doesn't want you to know a whole bunch about. What you got to do is you got to go about 12 pages in to get real information, because if you look at all of these, the majority of these stories are about the origins of May Day, how it's to celebrate the worker, how it was a pseudo-Christian holiday. I can't figure that one out. And then it's about international workers. And then we have the rally in Los Angeles. Two marches in Los Angeles. They closed down a bunch of streets. I'll tell you what was exciting for me was the same thing that was going on with, what's his name? Trump. All the Mexican flags that were being waved by him, for him, to him, and what have you. Wasn't that wonderful? I am Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back, and you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. You can hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things that you can do. I know. I say it all the time, but get over yourselves. There's a gazillion things you can do up on the website, and it'll take you away from what we've got going on here. So I want to make sure that you pay attention, you get informed, right? I love this. Okay, according to one article, the New Economics article, and I love reading some of these. I started to tell you guys. I don't even know if you care about this, but I'm going to tell you anyway because I have the mic and it's hot.
So you'll notice that as we go out to that big interweb thing, and as you more and more start to do research on things, start doing some research on things as close to you as a conservative will say, and you're going to watch that. Even, look, there's the National Day of Prayer is coming up. I actually am the MC at a National Day of Prayer event. And so I started Googling. It's not a dirty word. It's a good thing. I started Googling famous quotes of our founding fathers on God, on religion, that kind of stuff. I figured I'd get 647 million entries, right? Well, as I started looking down the first few pages, try it out and you'll see what I'm saying. These, they're all about how our founding fathers made comments, and they take a boatload of them out of context. How our founding fathers were not religious people, didn't want anything to do with God, didn't want religion to be part of our daily lives. So they're trying to twist and change history. Now, if you've heard these companies called reputation defenders, for instance, right? And what they do to you, what they do for you, is when somebody says that you might have 500 positive things, and some person will say something negative, and it sits there and it just grates on you. No matter who you are, it grates on you. And so they pay somebody. They have a small staff that will go in and write a whole bunch of positive reviews for you to push that down to the bottom, to push that nasty down to the bottom. So that when people first find you on page one or two, or even three in some cases, you got positive stuff going on, and that's a good thing. Right? The ribs were great, the service was bad. Then somebody will hop in there and go, hey, the food was great, the service was quick, and it was reasonably priced. And I'll have a bunch of people put that. So you only see here. Let me see. I just Googled something. So you only see maybe 10 items on the screen. So that's why it's important to do your homework. And when you do some of these, when you go looking for some of these things, what you want to do is you want to go to page 2, 3, or 4. Really start to look where you see it start to drop off from what you saw on the first page. So, you know, part of where this starts is, in this country anyhow, is the, and again, it was bad in the early days. So let's not let that get away from us. And the workers were, you know, working 10, 12-hour days, some of them 14-hour days, some of them 7 days a week with no days off. And if they tried to take a day off or something like that happened, they would lose their job and somebody else would come in and work for them. These were mostly clothing and shoes and that kind of manufacturing. So the a group of people got together. Some feel that they were communists, they were socialists, and they pushed for an 8-hour workday. So these people were already working 10, 12 hours, 6 days a week. Of course they were excited. And they were able to rally a bunch of people on May 1st, 1886, over 300,000 workers across the United States shut down the machines and walked off their jobs. Now, in Chicago, 40,000 went on strike with socialists and anarchists in leadership. See, it wasn't enough just to argue. And I am okay with a group of people. You call it what you want. I don't want to call it a union because they're too big and too powerful. But I can see a group of people at a job, at a manufacturing place or what have you, getting together, going to see the boss and going, look, we got a little problem here. We got workers here that are petrified. They're working 12 hours a day. They're barely making minimum wage. This could be a problem for you. Let's work something out. Now, more workers continued to strike in Chicago until the numbers grew close to $100,000. 2 days later, violence broke out at McCormick Reaper Works. Wow, that sounds exciting, doesn't it? An aggression precipitated by the Chicago police acting in the interest of McCormick. Yeah, they used to do that at the Ford plant, too. I don't know if you knew that. The Vermont's police and the Pinkerton agents local and attempted to intimidate picketing workers. There was a rally was at Haymarket Square. Someone we still don't know who, right, could have been a disgruntled worker, could have been a police agent, threw a bomb, and then all hell broke loose. People were hurt. There were all kinds of things that happened there. Now, the bomb was thrown. Albert Parsons, August Spy, Samuel Feldman, Oscar Niebel, Michael Schwab, George Engel, Adolf Fischer, and Louis Lang were arrested and convicted of murder on November 11, 1887. In 1890, the Second International declared May Day, right? And it was commemorated to the Haymarket March, which is what you do not want. You do not want a martyr when it comes to one of these situations, when it comes to one of these causes. In the 1930s, a million walked Fifth Avenue to demonstrate the opposition of the economic system, the way it was working. Now, I don't consider it to be the same as it was today, seriously, and as some think it is today. Because today, with all the benefits you got, with all the guarantees you've got, you didn't need this. You don't need this. Again, these people work with 12-plus hours. Now, I remember them taking advantage of my grandmother when I was a kid. At the, the Schrash Candy Company. And she worked, she stuffed the boxes with candy, and I think she stuffed her pockets with the candy, too, as well, from time to time. You know what I'm saying there? Bless her, she's long gone. She enjoyed that job because she was able to walk there. Think about that. Didn't even care about a bus. She was so happy to have a job, she just walked there and walked back. Quite a walk, too, from where we lived. Anyway, so when we come back, let's get down to Communism Day. Yeah, I like that one better. That makes so much more sense. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Such a love live radio. Isn't it wonderful? Actually, I do like it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate your patience and your time with me here on the show. Let your friends, relatives, loved ones, unloved ones. Unloved ones. Yeah, don't you want me to irritate the crud out of them? Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, we're celebrating Communist Day. Communism Day, we'll put it that way. I don't know any other way to, I just don't know any other way to say it. Now, yesterday was May Day. And according to an argument here from the Vulok conspiracy, the writer says, I've defended the idea of using the state as an international Victims of Communism Day. I outlined the rationale for this proposal, which is not my original idea. He goes on to say that May Day began as a holiday for socialists and labor union activists, not just communists. But over time, the date was taken over by the Soviet Union and other communist regimes and used as propaganda too. A propaganda tool to prop up their authority. I suggest that we instead use it as a day to commemorate those regimes where millions of victims were killed. I like this idea. Don't you? I like the idea. Now, he said that he suggests that they use that day to commemorate those regimes with millions of victims. Now, the authoritative Black Book of Communism estimates, you ready? Wow. My God. Well, we should head in this direction. Maybe we can get rid of the weaker of the species here. They estimate that a total of 80 to 100 million dead due to communism and the way it has been implemented. Now, I've had friends of mine tell me the reason, let me pull that back. The reason that communism and socialism doesn't work is because it's never been implemented properly. So if we have 80 to 100 million dead, maybe they're suggesting we have 200 or 300 million that should be killed? I mean, I don't know any other way you would implement it. It's not like you How much better can you implement it? You don't get toilet paper. They tell you what job you're going to work at. They tell you what, you know, what career you're going to follow. Look what's happening in Venezuela. I would love somebody to say, instead of using these generic terms like, well, they never really did it right, what is right? That's all I'm asking. Goes on to say that we appropriately have a Holocaust Memorial Day. It's equally appropriate to commemorate the victims of the 20th century's other great totalitarian tyranny. And May Day is the most fitting day to do so. You know, he's got a point. Not to take anything away from the slaughter, the mass slaughter of the Jews. It's not what I mean. But he's got a point that these young kids do not know what this is all about. I'm going to play that clip from, what was his name? Bloomberg. Not was, he's still alive. When he told the kids that they shouldn't have a safe space, we'll get to that later, but they actually booed the guy. He's a multimillionaire. He didn't get there because he took advantage of safe spaces, I'm sure. Now, our comparative neglect of communist crimes, the writer goes on to say, has serious costs. Victims of Communism Day can serve the dual purpose of appropriately commemorating the millions of victims and diminishing the likelihood that such atrocities will occur again. Just as the Holocaust Memorial Day, the other similar events help sensitize us to the dangers of racism, anti-Semitism, and radical nationalism. So victims of the communists, and we're going to hit a clip later on today that Jesse Waters did. These young people want the government to give them a whole bunch of stuff, but they don't know how it's going to get paid for. They don't know how it's going to get implemented. And they really talk about all kinds of things that the government should give them for free. Condoms, vasectomy. Gee, that's a common theme here, right? Condoms, vasectomies. Weed was another one, right? Education. Maybe all at the same time. Maybe they could educate them on how to use the condoms while they get them high. Look, you might as well get the biggest bang for your buck. God. Communism Day can increase awareness of the dangers of left-wing forms of totalitarianism and the government control of the economy and civil society. Well, that doesn't happen. Just ask some young kid from California. They'll tell you that doesn't happen. Sadly, recent political trends show that this year is an especially important time. I mean, Bernie is seen as a hero. And he's almost, some of the words he says, he's teetering between, oh, God, really? I happen to look over and somebody in the chat room writes free tampons. That's what I needed. Now, the toilet paper, free toilet paper, you can see, because we've got a lot of crap to clean up. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm not a comedian. I don't know what to tell you. But recent political trends show that this year is an especially important time for Americans, because of Bernie, in particular to the recall the crimes of communism. Now, the front runner for the presidential nomination, and one major party has praised the authoritarian leadership of an ex-KGB colonel of Vladimir Putin and the strength displayed by the Chinese communists when they massacred thousands of students at Tiananmen Square. A leading candidate in the other party has extolled the supposed virtues of the brutal communism regimes of Cuba and Nicaragua, including even their bread lines. Well, because you'll definitely cherish it more. You won't eat them as fast. You'll have a different understanding of what it's like to want something. God, love it. Now, I don't know. Listen, again, I haven't endorsed Trump or anything like that. But I don't know if I'm going to say that Trump has said that the ex-KGB colonel, right, it praises him being a leader because he's an ex-KGB colonel. I think he's saying the guy has stuff under control. And look, yes, I know my naysayers, the people can't stand me. I'm not so much worried about how they get it done. Not that it should be killing innocent people. But my God, at some point in time, you have to put your foot down and go, stop. Right? I mean, our commander-in-chief is so strong that the Russians are circling our ships. I mean, 50 feet away from our ships. We do absolutely nothing. And what do they do to a reconnaissance plane of ours? They chase it out of airspace that isn't even theirs. And what do? We do nothing about the incursion over our ships. We do nothing about them forcing one of our planes out of international airspace. We do nothing. We're a bunch of cowards at this point. That's the way they see us. And what Trump was saying is he'd do the same thing that Reagan did, which I really thought was wonderful. The Italians screwed it up ultimately, but remember when they had the hijacker on one of the passenger liners? And I don't know where he had taken off from. Somebody else might know. And Reagan surrounded the plane with American aircraft, American jet, you know, fighters, and told the pilot that, great line. Should be a movie line someday. The American pilot told their pilot, either you put the plane on the ground or I'll put the plane on the ground for you. Your choice, sir. I'm telling you, that is definitely a Godfather line, right? You're either going to put your signature on the paper or I'm going to put your brains on the paper. You got a choice. I don't really care. Now, the situation in this country is not nearly as bad as, you know, some people trying to make it over there. Putin's regime seeks to accomplish. But listen, the fact that people who say such things can be serious contenders for presidency, you know, it shows you when you got Bernie out there. I mean, he's speaking the communist line. I'll say the communist socialist line. He's speaking the Castro brothers line. He's speaking the same lines that some of these people use to entice others. Look at Venezuela right now. Maybe Bernie could go down. Look, if he's so smart and he knows how to make it happen, maybe he can go down there and fix them. Right? They got people dying. They got two days a week now. It might be three. 2 days a week now. The government, electricity shut down 2 days a week and rolling outages. 2 full days, not 2 hours, 2 full days. Because they can't keep it running. I don't understand that. Government offices are shutting down 3 days a week to save money and energy. Can you imagine here somebody trying to shut down 3 days a week? In a 2012 post, the writer explained why May is a better date for Victims of Communism Day than the available alternatives, such as November 7th, the anniversary of the Bolshevik seizure of power in Russia, and August 23rd, the anniversary of the Nazi-Soviet Pact. He also addressed various possible objections in May Day, including claims that the date should be reserved for the celebration of labor unions. We'll hit the rest of this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors not available in all states.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Yeah, hopefully I hit the button, right? You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know, you know, if you celebrate May Day, should I call you Comradsky? I mean, I don't know. Doesn't sound the same coming out of the mouth of an Italian, right? So anyhow, we have been, again, hop up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you could do up there. Lots happening up on the website. And let the writers know you like what they're writing about. You like their stories, you like the topics, that kind of thing. Anyhow, we've been talking about the victims of Communism Day. You know, why we keep celebrating May Day. I mean, I know it's been kind of acquired by, I guess. Right? I know it's been acquired by others, obviously. and it's been acquired by us as a Labor Day. It's been, but I'm not so sure that's really what it's all about. I mean, think about it. Who runs the labor unions, right? Or labor, the unions. And then a couple of years ago in L.A., I wish I could get, you know, somebody has squelched it now. But a couple of years ago in L.A., there was on a May Day celebrations. What was that? That was, the SEIU. There were people, you know, with the SEIU colors on. If you don't know them, they're purple and white. And they were marching down the street, you know, because, again, it's not labor. It's the union. They're doing so well because of the union, right? Not true, but. And right next to them, in solidarity, you can look it up, the L.A. May Day Parade, were the communists. Really, no, American communists. They were right next to them, marching arm in arm with them. And so you saw these, you know, red shirts. Yes, they were red shirts. They were waving the communist flag. And they were marching arm in arm with the SEIU. Now, if I'm a union rep, I'm looking at that and I'm going, oh my. No. You guys in the red shirts? Back in the line. We don't want you marching with us. But then it's dawned on me that over the years, we keep seeing this happen, and the only ones complaining of us are us on the right. So does that mean that those on the left, those part of those unions, that they don't have a problem with communism? They think it's wonderful? Now, the writer in this piece goes on to say that he said in his earlier piece in 2013 that he'd be happy to support a different date if it turns out to be easier to build consensus around. If another date is chosen, he says, I would prefer November 7th, not because Russia was the site of the greatest communist crimes. Mao's regime in China killed even more people than the Soviet Union. But because the Soviet experiment was the principal model for all later communist states, the communist takeover of Russia was also greatly boosted the ideology prospects everywhere else. He goes on to say that we should not forget the tens of millions of victims of communism. And not just for their sakes, right? Because, you know, really, seriously. It's to make sure we don't repeat that history again. This is what scares me about young people. I'm petrified by them. Now, yeah, I played that millennial piece last week, but really, I am petrified by them because they really don't understand. By not knowing this history, how easily we can go back to it, how quickly we can go back to it. Now, the piece is written by Ilya Somin, and he's a professor of law at George Mason University. So it's not written by some, you know, nut job like me, who's just mad. Right? I mean, this guy understands this. Oh, he's a professor. How wrong can he be? I love doing that. Sorry, you know. It's not the nice thing to do, but do it anyway. All right, so, okay, I have time for this? Yeah. Bloomberg, now I don't like the guy. I mean, this is the same guy, you know, that wants to regulate how much Pepsi you can take in, how much soda you can take in, wanted all the cigarette advertising taken off all the corner stores. Because we both know that the minute you take the advertising, you take the cigarette advertising off the walls, off the windows, cigarette smoking goes away. Young people are no longer enticed to smoke. Isn't that how it works? Because I know for me, when I was smoking or when I started to smoke, that's what lured me in. I was walking by the corner store. They had this guy in a cowboy suit, and he was on a horse. He had Marlboros in his hand. Going, yeah, I'm a real man, smoke Marlboros. Well, you know, I want to be a real man. Went in, got me a pack of Marlboros, lit up my first one, looked more like an alien. I think I turned green and passed out. That did it for me, right? Now, you know I'm being stupid here. No. The pictures in the window did not turn me on to smoking. Can we just not be stupid? I guess, you know what? I hate to say this. We probably can't not be stupid. God, shoot me.
That wasn't a request. There you go. I love my people in the chat room. Yeah, you got. Oh no, you even went further. You got the picture of almost of an ISIS type of person there, right? So we got. Oh, they love each. They belong together. They found their tribe. Isn't that wonderful? So now you got the SEIU, which is purple. I was incorrect. It's purple and gold, right? And then you've got the communists there, together. I see that, too, with all the red. But then you've got the ISIS-style dresser, right? I mean, am I wrong? Or am I just not seeing that right? With the thing over the face and the head and the scarf, and I'm just waiting for the backpack to show up. Wow. Yeah, that's another thing. Which is why I call them cowards. I know, I'm getting off task again, but that's nothing new for me. My name is on everything. And I'm not saying I'm a hero or anything like that. I don't mean that by any stretch of imagination, but I'm no coward. That I do know. And my name is on everything. I don't use pseudonyms. I don't use weird names. I don't use these catchphrases on Twitter or anything else. You know, you are at Joe Messina or you are at The Real Side, you know. It's not franklovshotdogs.com. You know what I'm saying? So, and then you get all these guys. When you hide behind a mask, when you hide like that, you're nothing more than a coward. You're no fighter. It's easy to hide on the internet. It's easy to hide behind your mask. Put it out there. Put it out there in front of everybody. Let people see who you are. Where you live. I'm afraid for my job. Well, you should be. Look it. The guys who started this country, the country that you came to that you think you have to change, whatever. But the country you came to, the guys who started this country, the guys who fought for our freedom, they knew they were going to lose family. They knew they were going to lose a property. They knew they were going to lose their lives eventually. And it didn't stop them. They didn't wear masks. They didn't sign Mickey Mouse on the Constitution, right? No, they were out there fighting it. They were in front of it. They were willing to lose something. Are you? I don't think so. I think a lot of us who say this kind of thing, we're not willing to lose it. Just cowards. So, And I'm hoping and I'm believing. Now, where they go with it, I don't know, ultimately. But frankly, with my kids, I taught them how to stick up for themselves. One of them a little bit too much, maybe. But I taught them how to stick up for themselves. I taught, not disrespectfully. But you get in there and you fight for what you believe is right. You fight for what's yours. Somebody tries to take something away from you that belongs to you. Go ahead. You try to take a cannoli away from me when I'm eating it. You're going to be missing a finger. So I don't know. You know, I'm going to hold it till we come back. When we come back at the top of the hour, I'm going to play that clip from Michael Bloomberg where he got chairs and booze. So it only goes to show you, really goes to show you, right, where people on campuses are at. And, well, the cheering was a lot louder when he started talking about safe spaces and all this other stuff. So so we'll get, you know, and again, I don't like the guy. No cigarettes, no soda pops. He was gonna pull back on the way, certain sandwiches. In New York City, like New York, Boston, and Chicago, like you're going to tell people how they're going to eat their food there? Are you serious? You don't go to an Italian sub shop for healthy reasons. Let me tell you. You're getting a half-pound ham sandwich or a half-pound cold-cut sandwich. It ain't because you want to do better. You want to feel better. Let me tell you. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back at the top of the hour or a little after. Don't go far. I got a lot coming up today. I've been piling up all your stories. So we're going to have some real fun. Again, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I promise.